Hey, bro.
Afternoon.
Afternoon. What do you expect this game to be like emotionally for you as you go back to the place that you started your career? And obviously, it was a tough decision for you to make to change teams. Just did you kind of take us through what you're feeling like this week?
You know, I'm treating this week like a normal week. I'm treating it no different. I'm preparing the same way. I have the same routine in the morning, in the afternoon. I'm doing, you know, the body work that I do in the evenings. I'm doing that at the same time. I'm studying the defense just like I would any other defense. And that's how I'm going to prepare. You're right. You know, I'm extremely familiar with that organization, with the city of Denver. But at the end of the day, you know, like Coach says, we play 16 one-game seasons throughout the course of the year. And so I'm treating this like, you know, it's just another one-game season. I'm treating it no different, and I'm preparing the same exact way.
Why is that so important for you to do and not let the, you know, get wrapped up in the emotions?
Yeah, you know, I think emotions can take you out of a game. You know, I was taught, you know, very, very early in my career that you need to have laser focus on your job and doing your job at a high level. So I feel like if I let outside noise and things that really aren't relevant to the game plan and emotions that aren't relevant to the game creep in, really at the end of the day, all it's going to do is take me out of my game. So that's why I'm trying to keep it as normal of a week as possible.
What's your reaction to some of the things you see from some of your former teammates? They seem extremely motivated. And I think they're being a little bit facetious about when to, quote, kill you. But you know, just what do you think when you see and read comments like that, or you hear of them?
Seems like they miss me.
Who told you early in your career that you should be focused? And is it something, I don't know, it seems from watching you, if you talk about this routine you have, it's something you do every week and it's not just special to this week.
Yeah, you know, I've heard multiple coaches, you know, say, focus on your job, focus on the details of your job. You know, the first one I really remember was Adam Gase. He was the quarterback coach in Denver in 2012 when I was drafted there. And, you know, and then Coach Fox, also in that same year, you know, the head coach when I was drafted to Denver, he always used to say, you know, have laser focus on your job. And so, you know, those were two things that have stuck with me throughout my career. You know, I try to have the same exact routine throughout the week. I try to be the same person. I try to be the same teammate every single day. You know, I was told, you know, you don't want to ride a wave. You always want to stay right here in the middle, be the same guy every day, the way you approach the job, the way you handle your job. And, you know, like I said, at the end of the day, it's all about removing outside distractions and focusing on the task at hand.
Brock, is it easier said than done doing what you're saying you're doing normal week? Normal practice, not allowing because it's Denver to be anything different. Is that easier said than done?
You know, not really. This week's really felt normal to me. You know, obviously I know what's taking place. I'm going back to Denver, and you know, the whole free agency talk and all that stuff. You know, I'm not blind to that. But at the end of the day, you know, this football game isn't going to determine our season in any regard. You know, once again, it's 16 one-game seasons, you know, like how Coach Brian always says. So at the end of the day, like I said, you know, I'm preparing extremely hard. I know we have a great challenge ahead of us going into Mile High Stadium. You know, those fans are loud. They support the home team. You know, they're making noise all game. And they're going to make it very difficult on us to communicate. I know how talented the defense is. You know, I'm not blind to that. You know, they're the Super Bowl champions for a reason. And I know the challenge ahead of us going into Mile High, going against that great defense, you know, trying to move the ball and score points. So really at the end of the day, my focus right now is having great practices. You know, I feel like great practice usually leads to great play. So I feel like the better the practice can be, the sharper the practice can be, and all my focus on that practice, you know, it'll be a good start for the challenge ahead of us.
How much did you learn and grow in your time in Denver that prepared you for the opportunity you have here now?
Oh, boy. You know, I was learning every single day, and I still am learning every single day. You know, I was extremely fortunate to be able to spend 4 years with Peyton Manning. And I think everybody in this room and out there in the National Football League would say, you know, he's second to none. And what he was able to accomplish as a player, as a teammate, as a leader in the community is truly unbelievable. And so I made sure I took advantage of that. And you know, at the end of the day, as an athlete, you know, you're never staying the same. You're either getting better or you're getting worse. And so every single day, including to this day, I'm always trying to get better.
Rocky. When you were in Denver, Peyton Manning obviously had to go back and face his former team in Indianapolis, and players go back and face their former teams. How much did you watch them go through that process, and how much did you learn from that? What did you learn from that?
I learned a ton from that. You know, flashing back in my head and thinking back to the two times Peyton had to go back to Indianapolis and play back there, you know, he didn't change anything about that week. You know, I remember the first time we went back there and it was a Sunday night game, I believe, or a Sunday afternoon game. And I remember being in our Saturday night quarterback meeting. And when I got to that meeting, you know, I was kind of anxious to see how he was going to be, you know, what kind of energy he would have. And I'll never forget it. You know, he stepped into the meeting, and the way he conducted himself, he was the same Peyton Manning that he was the week before that, and the week before that. And I think, you know, that was a huge lesson for myself. And that was one of the many lessons I was so fortunate to be able to learn from him. You know, he treated that football game just like any other football game. Now, I'm sure there was emotion involved with that, but he certainly did a phenomenal job of removing that and focusing on his job.
Brock, NFL offenses are obviously very, very complex. But there is an idea out there that maybe the Texans offense the last couple of years has worked better when it's a little simplified. Is there any truth to that from your perspective, that when this thing is a little simpler or more direct, there are less options, whatever, that you're able to see things a little clearer, or how do you view that?
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't say that. You know, at the end of the day, this offense is this offense. You know, there's not really a simplified version. There's not a more complex version. You know, Coach O'Brien's offense is Coach O'Brien's offense. And so at the end of the day, I think, you know, some of the troubles you've seen us, you know, go through, you know, last game for 3.5 quarters, Minnesota, New England, some of those other games early, you know, it really just boils down to everybody just needs to do their job a little bit better. And I know that sounds maybe cliche or too simple, but really that's what it is. It's just everybody, starting with myself, just doing their job a little bit better, executing a little bit better, having a little bit better focus. And there's nobody who needs to do that more than myself moving forward. And I know that, and I recognize that. So, you know, I'm not concerned, you know, are we running a simplified version? No, at the end of the day, this is Coach O'Brien's offense. This is the 2016 Houston Texans offense. We all just need to do a little bit better. And like I said, it starts with me, and it really starts in practice. And it was great to see the practice we had today. We had a phenomenal day out there.
Brock, Coach just said that there's really nothing more you can do off the field, the amount of work you're putting in and the amount of time you're spending. So what is translating on Sunday in a positive manner, and then what's not really translating from that to Sunday's games?
Yeah, you know, that's actually kind of the riddle we're trying to figure out right now, you know, because it seems like we have really good practices throughout the week, you know, going into the Saturday night meetings, you know, everyone's really honed in on their job and what they need to do to be successful on Sunday. And then for whatever reason, some plays were doing that to be successful, and then other plays, we just do some things where you look at the tape and you just kind of shake your head. And so really, you know, we're looking for answers to figure out a way to be more consistent. But I think at the end of the day, and what we really saw in practice today, like I said, we had a phenomenal day out there. I think if all 11 of us, regardless of who it is, but all 11 who are on the field at that time, if we all just focus a little bit harder and just focus on our job and trust our teammates around us, I think we'll get this thing going in the right direction. And, you know, it's you know, at the end of the day, it's the National Football League. You know, defenses are complex. You're getting a lot of different looks. You know, you're getting unscouted looks come Sunday. but we also have a lot of really talented guys on our side of the ball, on this team in general. And so we know we need to do our jobs better, and we're striving, and we're trying to find every way to do that.
Brock, Coach O'Brien talked to us about how productive the film session was, looking back through every play against Indianapolis. What stood out about the comeback and that magic question? How do you carry that over?
Yeah, you know, when you think about when we kind of, you know, started to move the ball, we started to get some first downs, we started to score some points. It really was because it's what I just said. Guys were just doing their jobs a little bit better. You know, we have the talent. We have all the talent in the world, and we have the work ethic. We have great chemistry. You know, I mean, you guys see it in the locker room. We're super tight in that locker room. Everybody works hard. Guys study hard. But when we really got the ball moving the other night late in that fourth quarter, it was just guys making plays. You know, you think about CJ's touchdown. Offensive line did a tremendous job in protection. All the receivers hit their landmarks where they were supposed to be on that play. CJ made a great move. He made a great catch, and he scored. You know, you look at Lamar's score. You know, once again, line, great protection. All the receivers got to their landmarks where they're supposed to be on the field. And you know, I dumped the ball down to Lamar, and Lamar just made a tremendous play. We know how special of a player he is, and he really showed us on that play. And the great thing, when you go back and you look at it, nobody on that field quit. You know, guys were throwing their bodies at defenders, making blocks for Lamar as he went in the end zone. So, like I said, I think it boils down. We just need to focus a little bit harder, and we just need to keep working in practice like we did today, and things will get rolling. You know, at the end of the day, there's a lot that goes into this offense, and it's going to take time for us to really click. And that's no excuse for some of the issues we've had out there on the field, but I can promise you we're working every single day to get this stuff cleaned up. And like I said, we had a really good day at practice today, you know, taking a step forward.
Brock, obviously you still have friends on that team in that organization in Denver. Have you had any humorous or funny communication this week? And if not this week, this season?
You know, not this week. You know, I know those guys are extremely focused on their game plan, just like we're focused on our game plan. But absolutely, throughout the course of the season, you know, anytime you spend 4 years, you know, in that close of an environment with guys, you're going to have great relationships. And, you know, at the end of the day, I have nothing but love and respect and appreciation for that entire organization, for the city of Denver. It was great to myself, my family. And so, of course, I stay in contact with those guys. You know, I talk to Trevor. I talk to, you know, Demarius and Emmanuel. And, you know, at the ring ceremony, Vaughn and Emmanuel FaceTime me. And, you know, so I obviously still stay in contact with those guys. And, you know, I wish them nothing but the best moving forward. They were always great teammates to me. And like I said, you know, I hold the 4 years that I had in Denver, that I had with the Denver Broncos, very close to my heart. It was a very special time. And like I said, I wish those guys nothing but the best moving forward.